From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Justice Department is asking an appeals court to overturn a ban on federal money for stem cell research involving human embryos. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the next step in what could be a long legal conflict.
Judge Royce Lamberth on Monday threw the research community into disarray when he said a federal law invalidated Obama administration guidelines on human stem cell research. The judge said any scientific projects using human embryos required their destruction, which flouts a longstanding federal law. Scientists say the ruling could set back efforts to develop new treatments for dozens of diseases using stem cells from donated human embryos. The Obama Justice Department says it will ask an appeals court in Washington this week to lift the temporary ban on federal funds that go to support human embryo research, and Congress may weigh in as well. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
According to the United Nations, as many as 800,000 flood victims in Pakistan are not getting the help they need and may be reachable only by air. That prompted a call from the UN today for more heavy-lift helicopters to help ferry relief supplies to those in need. Meanwhile, as NPR's Julie McCarthy explains, in southern Pakistan, people there are now experiencing some of the same devastation already felt in the north.
I'm walking on the road that is being turned into a levee to protect the city of Shodat Kot. To our right is the city. To the left is what looks like an ocean of water. A breach in the Indus River has created flooding, massive flooding. It has devoured hundreds of thousands of acres. We are in what amounts to the rice belt of Sindh, and it has destroyed rice paddies by the hundreds of thousands of acres.
NPR's Julie McCarthy in southern Pakistan. To find a month where home sales plunged as much as they did in July, you'd have to go back some 15 years. The National Association of Realtors, the industry's main trade group, reporting sales of previously owned homes fell more than 27% last month. Lawrence Yoon is chief economist at NAR and says prices could move even lower, though he thinks in some cases prices are already pretty low.
Based on the fundamentals, there is no reason for prices to fall. However, prices can always overcorrect if there is a lack of confidence in the marketplace.
One likely reason for last month's big sales decline is the end of a tax incentive program for first-time buyers. Just 10 weeks before the general election, primary contests are taking place today in a number of states, including Arizona, Alaska, and Florida. In Florida, we are getting returns at this hour. Alex Sink has won the Democratic nomination for governor in that state. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 133 points to end the session at 10,040. The Nasdaq was down 35 points, closing at 2,123. The Standard & Poor's 500 had dropped 15 points to end the session today at 1,051. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Somali insurgents are reported to have stormed a hotel in Mogadishu, killing at least 31 people, including six lawmakers. Officials say the insurgents, apparently disguised in military uniforms, went room to room in the hotel, killing guests who tried to bolt their doors. When government forces were finally able to corner gunmen, they reportedly blew themselves up with suicide vests. The White House today decried the attack by the al-Qaeda-linked militants. President Obama's counterterrorism advisor John Brennan called the attack by the group al-Shabaab a particularly outrageous act. Four Americans are among 14 people killed in a plane crash near Nepal's capital, Kathmandu. As Veer Singh reports, the weather was poor when that plane went down.
The small plane was carrying 11 passengers and three crew members when it crashed in heavy rains about 50 miles south of Kathmandu. One Briton and a Japanese national were traveling with the U.S. citizens on the Agni Air flight when it went down. The pilots had attempted to fly to an airstrip in the Mount Everest region that is popular among trekkers and mountaineers, but they were forced to turn back because of poor visibility. Soldiers reached the crash site on foot. Helicopters finally made it there several hours later and retrieved the remains of some passengers. Nepal's Prime Minister was at the airport in Kathmandu to receive them, along with U.S. and Japanese diplomats. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
Once again, repeating this hour's top story, Alex Sink has won the Florida Democratic primary for governor. Sink is the state's chief financial officer. She will face the winner of the Republican primary between Rick Scott and Attorney General Bill McCollum in November's general election. 63-year-old Sink is the former president of Bank America's Florida operations. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.